On teaching science and faith in the curriculum. I'm Stephen Kantakis. I'll help moderate the session. We have three exciting speakers, Ray Lewis from Wheaton College, Glenn Marsh from Grove City College, and John Staver from Purdue. And since I don't want to cut in anyone's time, I'll actually dive right into Ray Lewis's talk. Ray is well known to the ASA. He's published articles in the journal. You were the local arrangements coordinator at the last meeting in North Park, but he's better known as a professor of biology at Wheaton College. Where you direct an environmental research station? Is that correct? Or
I teach there sometimes.
Teach
no,
there
but
sometimes.
Yeah, not direct. Yeah,
but he's a very active professor there. Today he's going to tell us about his time at is it Yunnan University?
Yanbian University, Science and Technology.
Yanbian University in Yangtze, China. So here's a.
Thanks, Steve, and thanks for finding Colt Hall. It wasn't easy for me either, so very glad to have you here. About 2 weeks after the ASA meeting last year and all the busyness of that, actually I enjoyed being the local arrangements chair of that last year. The hard part was, I think, the months planning and working for those plans, but the meeting itself went very well. But 2 weeks after that, my wife and I got on a plane and headed to China, where for 4 months I served as a visiting professor in the School of Biological and Chemical Engineering at the Yanbian University of Science and Technology in China. So I put both of those affiliations for myself up here, because for one semester I very much became part of this a very interesting university. And to tell you a little bit more about that, I've got a little propaganda that Steve's got that we can pass out. The green one tells more about Yust in China. The blue one tells about a sister institution that was recently started up in Pyongyang, North Korea. As well, there's a newsletter that they put out quarterly that tells about work in both of these. These are institutions that are started by Christians in these countries. And when I first heard about it, I thought, I'd like to be involved in this some way. And when my sabbatical came up, I managed to arrange for that. So in here, I'd like to tell you a little bit more about what I saw there. And it's given me a great opportunity as I've prepared this talk to think through what are some of the things that I saw that are really interesting and helpful, what are some things that need improvement there, and really, in some ways, I want to get the news out about this place. So unabashedly, I mean, I would say come and be part of this if you have an opportunity, or if you know of somebody who might be able to use this information. Now, one of the things that I thought of while I was there was, okay, this is a University of Science and Technology, and it's run by Christians. It's actually founded by, built by Christians, the faculty are Christians, who come really with no pay from the institution. So they come as volunteers. They raise support from their churches back home. And as I was there, I thought, okay, so, we're an educational institution, run by Christians. And certainly a lot of the idea of ministry and outreach, it's for mission, right? But, as I was there, I realized one of the best things that we can do there is provide a quality education. Providing good education is Christian ministry. Because I think sometimes, think of it as maybe just a vehicle from which we can then begin to evangelize. And I think I saw a little bit of that sort of mindset there. But, you think of a variety of examples, mission schools that have been set up over the years to people who may not really like to become Christians, but they really like to send their kids to these mission schools, right? And missionaries have set these up over the decades. English language teaching and learning is certainly a big thing, and especially in China, right? We have a TESOL, Teaching English Speakers of Others Languages, program at Wheaton College, and the director of that tells me there's There's two big controversies with that. One is from the secular English teachers who say, what are you Christians doing over here using this to proselytize with? And from the missions side, people who are teaching English language saying, well, you're just bringing in Western culture. You should be more enculturated with it. So kind of getting it at both sides, and yet he still believes that there is a good still in this. And when English language is something that is a felt need of the people and a perceived need that's being met, and providing the best education. It is Christian ministry. And so I think what I saw at Eust, I'm going to call it Eust from here on out, was somewhat in that category. So let me give you a little bit of this is a really nice the entryway to Eust. This was started 20 years ago. In fact, in September they'll have their big 20th anniversary here. Really, as the first joint venture private Chinese university. So, as I mentioned, international funds primarily from Koreans, and I'll tell you why that's true in a moment here. And Christians to build this place and to staff this place, but it's a Chinese university. So, President Kim, shown here in the middle here, is a nice banquet we had the first week for new faculty. My wife is actually on the far right there. President Kim, when he started this, really did this in cooperation with the Chinese government, and so President Kim has a counterpart from the Chinese Communist Party. Every part has a Chinese part and the international part, and the two work together. I suppose kind of like yin and yang. It'd be kind of a good Eastern Asian sort of figure for that. Each side allows enough room for the other side to persist. And so, there's a chapel on campus that international staff can attend. No Chinese citizens are allowed, though. In the classroom, unlike when I'm at Wheaton College, one thing I love about Wheaton College is bringing my faith into my science classroom is an integral part of it. Can't do that where I'm at Eust. I could tell them I was a Christian, that's a statement of fact, but not really, share about, but outside the classroom, where students were willing, I was, my wife and I were very, very much able to share with students there. This is located way in the northeast part of China. So right up in Jilin province, right up next to North Korea, almost to Russia. And the reason is this part of Jilin province is known as the Yanbian Autonomous Region. And right there at A, that's the city of Yanji where the university is located. There's a high concentration of Korean Chinese people in that area who've kept Korean language and culture. So it was pretty easy for Korean scientists to come in and teach in Korean, and many students have become Christians there.
Do they come from North Korea or only South Korea?
The faculty from South Korea,
yeah.
And then the Korean Canadian, Korean American, Korean Australian, the Korean diaspora is very considerable around the world. So here's the aerial view of the campus, a lot of the buildings here are dormitory space. Faculty live on campus as well as the students, that entrance that I showed is down here at the base, a nice administration building. And actually, all the buildings all along, you see this walkway. It gets cold there in the winter, so the walkway keeps you from having to walk in the snow. The walkway is not heated though, so I always had to wrap up even just to walk from I lived in this building. That blue top, that's the chapel. It's nice to have it right in the same building I was at, but then I would walk down to this building here, the engineering building, where the biological and chemical engineering department was located. Got my Korean nameplate here, Raymonda Luisa, sit on the other side, you know, in English here. And I was the only member of a group of biologists and chemists. I was the only one who was not Korean in this group. All the business was in Korean. I always had a friend who'd help me out with translation during this. But we very much became partners and family members together with them. This is at a retreat that we had. I almost should put retreats in big scare quotes because we met for about 4 hours during our retreat while their other family members were having a good time out in the outdoors. And this is before the snow came, of course. But working with these faculty members, and a lot of them are younger, right, with young kids. A couple of them are retired from careers in other places and have come to Yeast after retiring. But every one of these 15 with a PhD degree, well qualified in their fields in biology and chemistry. One year I taught a genetics course. I had 26 students in there, with a mixture. I was able to teach it in English, and the reason is students are required to show proficiency in Korean, Chinese, and English when they graduate. And many of the Korean Chinese know Korean and Chinese pretty well in English. They've had some in high school. Most of the Han Chinese maybe haven't had Korean, but they've had more English in even from elementary school on up. And so I definitely had to slow down, watch my vocabulary, adjust my testing methods and so on, but we really had a good time. I've been in email contact with a lot of them. They love being in contact with me still. Some of them I know are Christians, some I know aren't, it was really amazing. One thing I did early on, I just asked them to write their names so I could get names and faces put together. Some liked it. Kim Gong is a great guy. I found out later he's a Christian. Huang Jie really wasn't into it. Both sharp students, so. Lived right on campus. My wife and I had a small apartment. Kim Rong, who's shown here with us, was my TA, so a recent graduate of Yeast. He's hoping to come to the States for graduate study. He became a Christian while a student at Yeast, and very good English, Korean, and Chinese. I worked together a lot with Yang Sung-dong and his family here. It was a nice little banquet they took us to, but he did his PhD in immunology at the University of Illinois, and been at Yeast for 8 years. Actually, he's moving to Tsinghua University, which is one of the top universities in China this coming fall. But partnering with other professors, we're able to move very quickly into working with students. So we'd get together in their home with students, and a lot of the students that are shown here, my wife and I, began meeting with one-on-one or one-on-two, primarily for English language. For those who are willing, we would also talk about faith. Maybe use a Bible reading as a English language lesson for that. These were students who were advisees of Professor Yang, and getting together in the home situation was a key part of that. Through another professor, my wife got to work with four students, the four that are shown to the right here. She met with them just about every day. They worked on English language sentences. And then twice a week, we had a Bible study with them. Two of the four are Korean international students. Their English language ability was not so great, but they're Christians. The other two are one Han Chinese, one Korean Chinese. And one of them has become a Christian since, and is really, really was wonderful to hear that news. And then on the left, actually, one of our freshmen who just my wife started working with a little bit later on, here. So we were able, you know, with partnering with other faculty to get involved in these students' lives very quickly. About 2,000 students there, 14 different majors, 8 schools, which are listed in that brochure, so I won't go through all of them, although you see, science and technology, it's pretty broadly construed in terms of you got business in there, a little bit more, art's more definitely applied art versus fine art sorts of things. And then languages as well, English language and German language. So there we've got a lot the German department was primarily native German speakers, Germany and Austria. And then the English department were primarily Americans, a few Canadians teaching in that department. Well, these are just, so as I was evaluating this, these are just some of the things that I saw as strengths or advantages of Yeast. Certainly the curriculum and majors meets the needs of China, but I'm sure a lot of that is through the cooperation, both international and Chinese sides, by design. They do have a growing emphasis on liberal arts education. I didn't really get to explore that very much, in terms of, they're requiring students to do more coursework in literature or history or so on, but they don't have a little bit of literature in the English department. Don't have a historian, don't have a philosopher, or don't have a department like that. So it's a little bit hard without that sort of infrastructure to do that well. But there is a growing realization of the value of that. Coming from a strong liberal arts background where I'm at Wheaton College, I look at and I realize, okay, it's not so strong here, but I'm glad to see that there's an interest doing that. As I mentioned, the qualified faculty, I was impressed that these faculty would sort of sacrifice to come to a place like that could be regarded as academic suicide in some ways. These faculty are very caring. Now, certainly it's because they're Christians and they're coming there for a purpose. But that's probably the number one thing that draws students to the Lord. Is their testimony in loving on these students. Diversity of faculty on there. The fact that students are required to learn 3 languages benefits these students in terms of, imagine the doors that would open. Right? Then think of our own students. And they come out with at least competence. Maybe not fluency, but competence in 3 languages and how that can open doors. There's a pretty low student to faculty ratio. I don't know exactly what it is. I think it's probably around 7 or 8. I mean, so we really load on the faculty, which means, you can teach lower course loads and have more time for ministry, which has been great. Faculty live on campus. They're accessible all the time. Some of the faculty are involved in some of the administration part, which is great in terms of shared governance. And then it was just amazing to me to see how much work happened across the river in North Korea from that place and I think I've got another slide a little bit later on that mentions some of that. Some weaknesses, well, maybe the curriculum's too applied. I haven't completely come to grips with that, but again, I'm coming from a liberal arts, sort of emphasis. Some of the faculty really aren't as well qualified, and I think where I saw that especially was in the English department. There's a lot of turnover in the English department. There are a lot of people, just brand new minted master's degrees, recipients. With really very little teaching experience. I think of the head of the English department. He's got great experience after having been there for 14 years, but he came with virtually no experience in teaching English. And certainly, when I look at that difference in qualification, it seemed like, American PhDs seem to be less willing to do this sort of a step than Korean PhDs. it's really a learning moment, I think, about that for me, in terms of, okay, wait a minute, are we less willing to do this kind of work? And I really challenge myself in considering that. I found sort of a limited integration of faith and science. I'm still kind of trying to come to grips with that. Certainly, there's a difference of cultures. I was trying to discern what's out there. With 80 or 90% of the faculty are Korean, a few are from other places. All my emails were in Korean, and sometimes communication difficulties. Most of the time, my friends took care of me, but sometimes I was like, "Huh? I didn't hear about that one." Students' ability in English is often weak. Some of my students should not have been in my class when I was teaching in English, for example. Sometimes there are conflicts between the Chinese and international sides of UST. And we're seeing really, the faculty there have told me that the preparedness and the quality of the students has declined over the last few years. Well, I got to participate a little bit, I hope, in doing more than just serving for 4 months, but I participated in a faculty workshop that focused on improving the academic atmosphere. I met together with about a group of 6 or 8 faculty. We'd meet together weekly. This is sort of our last week lunch here, but to really talk about faith and science integration things and take them through some things that I would hope would sort of undergird some of what they're doing in terms of teaching and ministry there. I didn't get to North Korea, but I got right to the edge. We were at the border city of Cheongbai here, and if I turn my camera around and look across the river, there's Hyesan City in North Korea, with hardly a tree on the hill because fuel wood for fires is taken down very, very quickly. People are along the river washing their clothes and bathing and so on. Along that river, barbed wire fences on the Chinese side to keep the, Chinese will send North Korean refugees back, usually to prison camps. It's really amazing human rights debacle in the world. It's just really heartbreaking. It was pretty amazing to pray for North Korea along that border with the group of Koreans we were touring with that weekend. Lots of opportunities, for us, certainly opportunities to be a faculty member on an ongoing basis, or I did it for one semester for short term. I'm considering, if I could get back for a summer term, if I can find the right match in terms of teaching. They also have an international school for their kids. It's an American-style school. I ended up actually teaching an advanced biology course to a few students while I was there. But outreach to North Korea is strong there. They have a program that feeds 30,000 kids a year. So they truck protein-rich food in. And then the Pyongyang University of Science and Technology, a sister institution where Christians are teaching in North Korea. And the schools are also listed in the brochure that I passed out. The first classes opened in October of 2010. There's about 400 students in the latest term here. Instruction is all in English. South Koreans cannot go to North Korea, so they very much depend on citizens of other countries, and they're having a hard time finding people to do that. And again, it comes back to the challenge of who might go to do this. You can find more information about these opportunities at ustpoost.org. And I think that was my last slide, except my picture at Heaven Lake. Oh, this is
all right.
A little bit late, but...
Well, let's thank... we probably have time for one, maybe two questions.
And it says here that faculty members who go there have to raise their own support. Did you go through a time of raising support before you left?
Yeah. Because I went on a sabbatical, So I was paid, you know, by the college, and then we have a faculty missions project, and they paid for my airfare. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Yeah. I'm just starting to build a school similar in Ghana, except it's going to be for grade school and high school kids. But I'm the project manager to define it, and I'm looking for a model that I can use to, you know, develop the infrastructure. And it's going to be a Christian school for science.
Ah.
So it's called the Africa Cornerstone Science Academy. And we've got the backing of the Ghanaian Space and Technology Center. And we're getting ministers behind it. We've got the land. But we don't really have a program because the people in Ghana don't understand how to build it. So I'm building the mission. I'm building the vision and the requirements and everything. And I have to bring in people who are Christians to teach exactly the same model. Is your model available?
Well, you know, what I know of it is what most of what I've presented here. Maybe we could tell you a little bit more, but other things online. You know, I think it'd be really great for you to find something in an African context because of the particular cultural differences. There's a Congo initiative that I've heard of. David Casali, I think, is his name. They're starting now. This is a university. They're starting a Christian university in the Congo. It will be, is it bilingual, French and English, I think. And one of my colleagues at Wheaton, actually, he's leaving Wheaton in December to go to Congo to teach and be part of that. But that's higher education, so I'm not sure at the primary education level.